Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we're continuing the halachos of Makir Patish, and specifically opening food packages. We will continue with opening different type of bottles, and with a few yesodos that we established today, we'll be able to learn through opening freeze pops and other boxes as well. The Mishnah in Shabbos says, Shoiva odom es achoves lechol imena groigrois, uvavatzol yiskavon lasis kli. A person is allowed to take a chavis that was full of dried figs. The chavis is a barrel full of dried figs, and let it break the barrel in order to get out the figs. And it's avoiding the Gemara. The reason is because you're not allowed to break a keli on Shabbos. It's a din ein binyan vestira bekelim. The Teretz is this keli is not such a good keli. It's a junky keli, and therefore you're allowed to break it. But you're still not allowed to make it into a kli. And it's avoiding the Gemara. They are not allowed to make a pesach noy. You're not allowed to make a nice hole, a nice opening in order to get the food to go in and out. You're not allowed to make it even in a chavis, which is a mustaki, which is a keli, which is a garua de keli. It's not a good keli. You're still not allowed to make an opening in this keli. You're not allowed to make a pesach no'ah in this keli. And this din of pesach no'ah is only if there was never opening here. But there was an opening here. To reopen an old opening, that would be fine. But to make a new opening, and it's a pesach no'ah, the halach is that's also to do on Shabbos. But the Paiskim say that if it's a type of pesach that will only use once just to take everything out, that's not called a pesach, that's called an opening, because it's not an opening you'll be using. You're just using it to take everything out. And you don't use it for any length of time. You don't use it for a few minutes. Right away you take everything out, there would not be a problem. But any time you want to use this for a little while, it's called a problem of making a pesach no. If it's a nice opening, then it's a problem to do that on Shabbos. That's one halacha. There's another halacha that the Chazanish is mechadish. There's something called a guf otum. The Chazanish says if you have a item that right now is completely closed, there is no opening whatsoever, and I make an opening in it, then it becomes a kli. He's talking about there, these cans, like a can of corn, and there it's, even though it was once a kli, but once they put that cover on, now it's completely, looks like one piece of metal without any opening whatsoever. Now when you go ahead and take a can open and open it, or you pull it up with the ring, you pull up that the opening of that can, you are creating a keli by making an opening in a guf otum. And even if it's not a pesach no'ah, that would be a problem according to Chazon Ish, because I'm taking Guf Otum and making an opening. The Chazon Ish also technically would agree that if it's a type of thing that you open up and throw it away right away, so then it would not be a problem. But Lemaise, he says the cans are usser. The reason is because he says it's possible to keep it for a longer time, therefore it's usser to open a can. Those are the two Yesoidis that we have. We have the Chazon Ish and we have the Halacha of Pesach No. So when it comes to certain type of food items, there's a problem of opening those kalim according to a lot of paiskim. For example, what about a soda can? A soda can where you have this little ring, I guess it is, and you pick it up, and that makes a nice little hole in the soda can, and then I drink out of the soda can. So a lot of paiskim say there's a problem of pesach no'ah, and there's also a problem of guf otum. It was a guf otum, I made a hole in it. I'm just taking the food out. No, well, I use it to drink from it. I use it for a few seconds, for a few minutes, to use it as a cup to drink, and therefore a lot of poskim holds also. Others holds as mechatech also, but that, there's ways to get out of the problem of mechatech. But therefore a lot of poskim hold that opening a soda can on Shabbos is a problem because these two problems. I'm making a nice Pesach, and number two, I'm opening a guf otum, a closed guf. And therefore the eitzah of the poskim say, if you want to open a soda can, is to make a little poke or a little hole on the bottom, and now it's like dripping out very slowly, and then I can open the top regular, then it's fine. Others say that if I open up halfway, it'd also be fine. That's a little hard to do, because usually when you open it, open all together. So therefore, that's not the best day. The best day is to make a little hole in the bottom, and then be mutter to open the soda can. Another case where this is the gay is the orange juice bottle. The orange juice bottle, a lot of times, has this little hole and on the side of the carton, and it has a little ring with a plastic, and you pull it off. And with that, you're making this new Pesach there. So Rabbi Falk writes that this is a problem. The Lashon he writes is, Oslof Teichoy Som came from Kama Taimin. Chodom from Yesh Kama from Messias Pesach, number one. Va'oidim Achshav Hoya Karton Guf Otum Va'yedei Pesichosoy Unasa Klipasuach Smir Open Kli. In the Shulchan Leib for Abelski also he writes, Ava Kuvsoyis Akarton Shalmitz Tapuzim, which is orange juice, Hamatsuya Yoim, Shekola Paka Kule Mutsuk Vachaticha Achas, Vyesh Tabas Bam Tsoy, Kushmoshach Tabas, Uchaitach Moitzi Chelik Vitecha Plastic, Ahua Tabas, he says that it's aser, and he says kosher moedlim to tzad lahokel v'yesh lesar yishaser v'lelos to arche hetter. Don't try to find the hetter, even though there are some who wanted to be mekel because it's something that I'm going to throw away, lemaisa, and also I'm pouring it out, I'm just taking out the drink, so I want the matzah that way. But lemaisa, a lot of places also, as if for Thomas Rabbi Machmer, not to open those on Shabbos, open them for Shabbos. If someone forgot, there are those who are makel to open it with a shinui, that means to pull it out with your teeth, then some will be makel to pull off that orange juice ring with your teeth. So if someone's of Shas Adchak, he could be makel to do it with a shinui.